The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, to get everyone up to speed, last couple weeks ago, Joe asked this girl if she wanted to be a thing and they wanted to be an item and if they wanted to go steady, and she said yes. Then last week we mentioned that Joe really had the hots for her and was thinking about moving her in and was going to ask her. Didn't know how he should ask her if she wanted to move in. He didn't know if it was too early. Then we find out Saturday morning he awoke to a breakup from this girl by text.
Yeah, yeah.
Cindy? I'm sorry, Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. First of all, let me just say I'm so glad I found you guys again. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, all right, Jennifer! Right. Woo! Yeah, right!
Yes, welcome back.
Thank you. And Joe, I just have to say you dodged a bullet, sweetie, because, you know, relationships are complicated. I get it, and especially when they're new. But when I was dating my husband, excuse me, I'm fighting a cold. When I was dating my husband, the way he treated his mother was so impressive to me, and that kind of really got me interested. But the way he treated his ex-wife sealed the deal. And that's something for me that we look for. We want a man who's going to treat us good. And then when you see examples of him doing that, yeah, it takes a strong woman not to be jealous, but you have to realize, especially for you, Joe, I think you're a compassionate person. I think you do wear your emotions on your
sleeve.
He's
a sissy.
I can't be. I'm sensitive, and I'm all right with that, though. You know, I'm cool with that.
That's a good thing. And the fact that you care about your kids, I mean, that is also the other thing. When you have a child involved, that woman or that man will always be a part of your life.
So, Jennifer, what you're saying is this woman could potentially be damaged goods because she didn't recognize the fact that he was trying to be good to his ex. She saw that as a threat when what she should have seen was that's how he could be down the road with her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, that's a good point.
And the thing is that he was out there consoling her for something that the two of them did
we
to hurt her
it.
Feelings.
Yeah, we
exactly.
caused that.
Yeah.
So why not say you're sorry and try and make it better?
Hold on, Jennifer. I'll come back to you. That's stupid. Figure out what the hell's wrong with your phone. Whose phone does that?
I don't know, but you know what's happened to you. Anyone that
has never happened to me.
Yeah, because I don't let it ring through typically. I catch it. It hits one ring and I stop. I'm like, dang, what is wrong with this?
Yeah, but how dopey are you to call people and leave it on and not know you're calling them and then talk about stuff?
I had no idea.
God, that's
literally
boobish.
I know it's boobish. Well, I mean, that guy consoled her. I felt horrible about it. I literally felt terrible.
I would go get a flip phone if that's the case. So you have to actually close it and open it so you know that it's off. If you can't use that smartphone be smart with it, you should not have that. That is dumb.
I can't be smart with anything, especially a phone. I mean, everyone knows that. It was an accident, man.
Jennifer, here's the other thing. When you're Joe's age or his girlfriend's age or ex-wife's age and there's kids involved, isn't there always something that you have to deal with? Don't people just know this isn't high school. It's not going to be your first kiss or your first time and all these new things. Everybody's done this down the road before, and they've lived it and they know it. You know it's going to be messy going in. Doesn't it take strong people?
Well, you must excuse some things. So
you have to.
She is divorced. Now, her and her husband do not get along. Ex-husband do not get along at all. You know, without going into any great detail, there would be no way in the bowels of hell those two would ever get back together again.
Uh-huh.
But that was much different from me and Emily's marriage and divorce and what have you.
Yeah.
So she wasn't getting calls and or texts from her ex-husband. But you remember that she would get late night texts. I had talked about it before from ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
Late night booty calls and whatever else. And I didn't leave because of that. And I mean, she got a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well,
from many,
Jennifer,
many different men.
Maybe Jennifer's onto something. Maybe it's for the good, now that you know. I mean, after 2 weeks and this has happened, it's a good sign. That's a good thing. It wasn't supposed to happen. Get on down the road and move on.
I mean, come on, man. That hurt my feelings, I guess.
I'm not going to say it was cool. It was very uncouth, and it was not adult or professional. That's not how you sever a relationship unless you're 12, I wouldn't think. Anyone that's over the age of any dating, 25, whatever, you've both been married, you don't do that. You don't text someone and say, hey, I'm out. I mean, if you want to, there's no law against it, but that's not proper.
I wouldn't think.
What's going on, Joe? Welcome.
Good
Joe,
morning.
You with us?
Hey, Joe.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Well, first thing I got to say is, Joe, you got to man up, man. You got to. You didn't do anything wrong. So stop renting space to this psycho that you wanted to move into your house. She's not the one. She's not somebody who cares that you have a son, let alone the mother of the son that you need to have a relationship with. So you need a stronger woman and one that's going to respect the fact that you got duties. Even though she was part of the reason that that damage was created that night, come on, man, you got to let her go.
Just be done with it. I don't think Joe disagrees with that. I think Joe's just more baffled and hurt by the fact the way that she did it, and it wasn't really a big deal. But I think that's the consensus. Everyone's like, whoa, man, that's a pretty small thing.
And I think we all know I am not going to chase back after her. You know what I mean? That's just not my thing right now. I liked her. I cared a great deal about her. But I'm not going to chase any woman from this day forward to like me. If you don't like me, I'm not going to pursue you like that.
What's going on, Carla? Welcome.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I have been in your situation. Basically, here's my advice. You become friends with your ex-wife because you're going to see each other for the rest of your life due to your child. You're going to be at weddings, baptisms, whatever.
We see each other every single day.
I think that's too much.
Every single day, exactly. Because we have to change over, you know? Every day I see her still.
Yep. So you just become friends with her. And whoever you're with, you let them know up front. She is in my life. She is a friend of mine. I love her. But I am not in love with her. Now, if you can handle that, then we can have a relationship.
So that needs to be stated or discussed or thrown out. Day one, night one, that has to be discussed.
Or at least at the time when you think this might be the one. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the first date or the second date.
Sure.
But when you think it's the one, then you need to put it out there. Because she hasn't met your kid yet. She hasn't, nothing's been invested yet that
sure,
way.
Sure,
right. But once you think it's going to become invested, then at that point, that's when you need to let her know. And my ex-husband, he did the exact same thing with his girlfriend. Basically, he said, look, my ex-wife is in my life. She is my friend. If I'm ever in the hospital, don't you keep her from me. If she's in the hospital, don't you keep me from her. But know that we are not in love with each other.
Man,
I said something kind of close to that to her. Mm-hmm. And made it very clear.
But she didn't buy it.
You know what else she said to me? She said, I have dated single fathers before.
This is the girlfriend.
Uh-huh. She said, I've dated them before, and I've never come across one single father that has a relationship like you have with your ex-wife. And I think she was saying it to kind of like be hurtful, but I took that as, you know what, that's really sad to hear.
Yeah.
That makes me sad to hear.
Well, I would think it'd be more common, just like Carla said, and just like the way you do it. I would think that would be more the case
majority,
than not.
Yeah. She goes, no one I've ever dated is into each other's personal lives or this and that and friends with their ex-wife. I go, well, that's not even a good quality in a man that you're dating.
Yeah, this makes me want to stop off at the FTD or the florist or something on the way home and then go home and rub my wife's feet tonight, man. This mess that you've created, man. I'm going to like buy her I don't celebrate Hallmark holidays, Valentine's Day, all that stuff. That's a farce. It's a hoax. But today I'm going home, man, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to really like love my wife up because this is a hell that I can't envision living in.
Remember what you said to me? Oh, I'm going to live vicariously through you, dude. You get it now. You get to go out and date and run wild on the town. Here's what it looks like.
Yeah, but you got
those boots on, take a spin around.
Yeah,
set.
But you got hitched up. The first girl that you kind of liked,
I dated three or four different girls.
Yeah, but as soon as it got steady, you're like, nope, I'm done. I don't want to date anymore. You wanted that domesticated lifestyle, and you jumped right into it.
I never wanted to date more women than one at a time. If I found one I liked, I was okay with that.
What's going on, Eric? Welcome.
Hey guys, hey Joe. I just want to say I don't really think you did anything wrong at all. I mean, especially the way you ended things well with your ex-wife. It's hard to, like you said, you spent 10 years with her. It's hard to just throw away someone that you've known for that long. But I've been in kind of sort of similar situations to what you were in with longtime ex-girlfriends. And it kind of sounds like she kind of was already one foot out the door, like she was looking for a reason.
That's what I said early on.
I kind of think that too now.
Yeah, she
was looking for that big, you know, barn-burning reason to just jam and not ever look back. So there was something else that you were doing that she wasn't digging early on.
Had to have been.
Or something that she didn't feel. And you can't blame her. People don't want to be with you anyone.
That, you know what? And that's you want to end a relationship? I have honestly no problem with that. I mean,
do it with dignity, though.
Am I going to be sad? Absolutely. You're not going to break my heart the way it was when I got divorced. You're not going to ruin me. You're not going to do anything bad to me. You know, just be upfront and honest. Let's handle it like adults. I mean, I really did like her. I would have liked to remain friends and whatnot.
This is what I want you to do. This is what I think you should do. I have a clearer picture now of what's going on, and what I would suggest, you talk about me living vicariously through you, I think there should be 100 prophylactic or condom rule, okay? How this works is...
I don't even want to know where you're going with this.
Follow me on this. Follow me on this, because I know you're still kind of hung up on your wife from the discussion. You go out, you buy 100 condoms, okay? After you've used all 100 condoms, that's when you call your ex-wife back and say, look... is there anything else that we can do that I can try to do to repair this and maybe get back with you? But that's only after you've used all 100 condoms. I need you, and I need to know that you've gotten her out of your system. 100 condoms.
What is wrong with you?
Just do it. It's the 100 condom law.
No, that is not. There's no thing called 100 condom law, and that's a dumb idea in the first place.
I just made it up. It's brand new.
Does your 100 condom law work with one person? Or do I need to use 100 condoms on 100 different women?
Yes.
Gross.
Yes,
that
yes.
That is gross.
After you've used all 100 of the prophylactics on 100 different women, if you still want your ex-wife, that's when you fight like hell to get her back.
I'm not even doing that with a 3-condom rule.
See, I can't live vicariously through you. There's no way. You make it impossible. Here's the police.